Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
As we're in beautiful Donegal and as I've become an expert golfer, I thought I'd talk to my old friend Shane O'Donoghue, who is now, of course, essentially the face of golf on the planet Earth, which is fair enough. Shane O'Donoghue, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
It is good to talk to you. And obviously, you are... we've been on the Wild Atlantic Way all this week, so we're at the end of that route now. But I got word from the west, from a cousin of mine, that you were out on the Sky Road and out in Connemara. So you've been busy yourself out that way.
Unbelievable, yeah. Just I'd say it was 2 weeks ago. We were up and we stayed in the Abbey Glen, where yes. The password is cheers.
Cheers.
And yeah, we had a fantastic time, and the people in the Abbey Glen were just amazing. We were out filming in Connemara Golf Club, which is one of the most, I suppose, breathtakingly beautiful golf courses. You know, it's in the heart of Connemara, obviously, but it's like Connemara ponies all over the place, rocky outcrops, and this golf course fashioned back in the early 70s by one of Ireland's, well, I suppose, special people in golf, Eddie Hackett. He carved that course out, and he's done so many great courses around the country, but spent beautiful time in Connemara. That was kind of our first port of call, and found out as well that they're about to give honorary membership to a well-known member of the D4 Glitterati, which didn't surprise me, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, I said, look, stranger things have happened, and he may have a few words. He's not short of them when he comes down to make his speech.
Yeah, that's right. I have been. Listen, I can barely swing a cat, let alone a club. But I did have a go at the third tee in the golf club in Sligo, County Sligo Golf Club, on Wednesday morning or Tuesday. Glorious sunshine into the distance. And you know, while I was obviously embarrassing to the world of golf, I did get a taste of why, Shane, you're so into it and why it's just brought your career into the stratosphere. So that's good.
Hi, well, you know, it's just kind of funny thing. I mean, I went through a period of examination, like as to what do I want to do, you know, and it was about 13 years ago that I had my eureka moment, or maybe around it. But then I said, if I could just combine the broadcasting with my love of golf, I think I might actually be really happy.
Not
that I was unhappy being on the air with you, Ryan, for 3 years.
the horror. But the golf and the broadcasting has brought you to the States, and face of golf for CNN and Living Golf magazine is going to, this is what the magazine show, I should say, is going to kind of be repeated on, what is it, CNN International this Saturday. And
That's an Ireland special.
So that this is great for tourism and golf and sport and Ireland abroad and everything. So what can we expect on the show?
Well, on the show, you know, it's been greatly received so far. We've had quite a few airings, and this weekend it's going to be on at 5:30 p.m. Irish time on CNN, which is just below Sky News, folks, on your Sky Digital, and it's on a Sunday as well, twice. Yeah. And effectively, it's kind of my story of Irish golf. Now, it's not Ben Hur, so it's 23 minutes, and it's got a couple of ad breaks in there, so what can you pile into that? So it was quality over quantity, and managed to get a really good exclusive with Padraig Harrington, who led the way. He kind of broke down all the barriers for so many European golfers of this current generation by winning three majors. And, you know, I've been following Padraig since seeing him first, you know, on the boys' championship circuit back in the late 80s. So I've been following him for a long time, and obviously I've been very fortunate working through RTÉ initially, then with BBC, and then on to CNN, and now Fox, to kind of cover what he's been doing. And, you know, he's had lean periods of late, but then he burst back with a win in the Honda Classic in March. So, you know, there's life in the old dog yet, and he's certainly as hopeful and as positive as ever. But he's a superstar. So he's also he's an ambassador for Ireland. So the whole first part of the show is about him. The second part of our show, is that all your fan club outside the Chip Van?
Do you know what it is? There's a bunch of kids outside Chip Van, the Diamond here in Donegal, and what they've decided is that the fun thing to do would be to encourage all the cars that pass by to beep their horns. So they're having a great time. But actually, I'm listening to you talking about Padraig Harrington, who I was telling the lads I met the other night when I was out and about. Himself and Caroline passed by and he joined us for a chat. He's a big Elvis fan, did you know that?
Well, he's a big music fan. I mean, I do know that. Yeah, and like Padraig could talk to you about anything, no matter what it is. And, you know, he's argumentative, like in a good way, because he will go toe-to-toe with you to discuss anything, and it's like he's thought of everything. He's just got one of these peculiar minds, and he's fascinating company in that respect.
That's
but,
for sure.
I think he'll enjoy the feature, you know, but... it was just when you were saying to me about the chip fan, I thought to myself, when we were on the Full Irish together, and I'll never forget that. I was probably the first outside broadcast that you did.
The can of Heineken.
A very lonely car park in Kilkenny.
No one knew who we were. The can of Heineken looked at us.
There was a guy emptying a kind of a waste paper bin something, and you know. Oh, Lord. Do you remember the time we were in James Street then as well? Do you remember there were two guys at the back of the George?
I also remember.
We move on.
I think the rest is pretty obvious. And then, of course, there was outside Cleary's window where there was Adam and Paul came by to say hello. Anyway, listen, there's a burger and a Coke with our names on it somewhere nearby soon. Yeah, we need to do that. It's been a long time. So look forward to it.
We need to have a reflective. Yeah.
Listen, so much to reflect on. Shane, I'll be watching the program. Congratulations on all your success. I'm delighted
thanks,
for you. Love
Ryan.
To the family. And we'll see you. See you for that burger in a few weeks' time, hopefully.
Onward and upward.
My friend. Best of luck. Okay, there's Shane O'Donoghue. And as I say, he's just playing a blinder there on CNN. It's going really well. And that program, which you can it's repeat on CNN International this Saturday at 5:30 p.m. So I must remember to record that. I'd love to see it. Or indeed Wednesday at 7:30. And Shane's going to be then hosting a debut for him on Fox Sports for the US Open on June 15th to 21st. So he's looking at millions and millions of people looking at him reporting on the golf. And why wouldn't they? He knows his stuff. It's a minute.